What purpose does a name have? In terms of hockey teams, it can mean a lot. The name can create an identity for the team and reflect its strength to the opposition. Just think of some of the emblems in the Ontario Hockey League, such as Wolves, Battalion, or Bulldogs. All of these names give off a persona that exudes strength, grittiness, and determination. There has been some debate as to how our local hockey club arrived at its name, the Sioux Greyhounds. It seems obvious that Sioux is a shortened version of Sault Ste. Marie. But how did our hometown club become known as the Greyhounds? The truth of the matter is that it is a bit of a mystery. Some believe it could have been a result of a fan vote, with ownership making a decision. While another possibility is that they were a fast, up-and-coming team when they entered the league in 1972. However, the most likely reason is based on our regional rival, the Sudbury Wolves. Despite the Wolves being a fierce member of the canine family, Greyhounds are considered the quicker canine. Whichever story you subscribe to, it gives our hometown club an identity as a fast team that sets the pace of the game. Greyhounds is a moniker that predates our local club as we know it today. Before they entered the Ontario Hockey League, the name was used by the local Northern Ontario Hockey Association team that won the 1924 Allan Cup. The Sioux Greyhounds, as witnessed above, have a storied history that only gets bolstered by the names of successful players that have donned our local club's jersey. Names such as Adam Foote, Joe Thornton, Steve Sullivan, Paul Coffey, Jeff Carter, and of course Wayne Gretzky, to name a few. Despite this, do you remember when a future National Hockey League superstar snubbed our beloved Sioux Greyhounds when it was his time to be drafted into what is arguably the best developmental league in Canada? It happened on May 27, 1989 in Toronto, with the Sioux Greyhounds stepping up to the podium, with the first selection in the 1989 Ontario Hockey League priority draft. The Sioux Greyhounds are proud to select Eric Lindros. The then 16-year-old had all the intangibles to be a perennial all-star in the league. Lindros had the size and potential to contribute upon arrival. It was clear from the headlines of newspapers across the country whose name was being touted as a clear first pick in any priority selection draft, it was Eric Lindros. So, who could blame the Greyhounds for selecting Lindros as the 1989 draft first overall pick? This selection did come with some risk, however. During the courtship period, it became apparent that Lindros, if selected by the Greyhounds, would not play for them. A family representative stated that if selected by the Sioux club, Lindros would elect to bring his talents to the University of Michigan. Despite this, the Greyhounds brass, Angelo Bumbacco and then part owner Phil Esposito made an effort to persuade Lindros to don the red and white. However, this personal visit from a hockey legend was not enough to convince the heavily sought-after prospect. After being selected by the Greyhounds, Lindros was beside himself and was enraged by the decision to select him despite his wishes to play for a team closer to his hometown of London, Ontario. This is a stance that puzzled many a Greyhound fan, as the University of Michigan is a noticeable distance from the southern Ontario town. The Sioux Greyhounds' justification for their selection of Lindros was that there was no comparable prospect of his caliber available in the 1989 draft, and felt as though they had no choice. Sioux Star, May 29, 1989. In the end, it was a courtship that was not to be, and the Greyhounds traded their rights to Lindros to the Oshawa Generals of the Ontario Hockey League. Each week, the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library and its archives provide Sioux Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. Find out more of what the public library has to offer at www.ssmpl.ca and look for more Remember This? Columns here.